and we said no food, no meat that's not grilled or fried, mm-hmm. we have to throw in smoked too, because you can smoke it.
That's true. So, you can smoke a brisket.
Yeah, so exactly. I've had a smoked brisket before. It's absolutely outstanding. So if it's not, if it's meat that's not grilled, fried, or smoked, it doesn't belong on the 4th of July cookout menu. It just doesn't.
But does a roast fit the vibe of what we're trying to do on the 4th of July? A roast to me feels like cozy by the fire in the wintertime.
So roast feels, so roast is seasonal. Is that what you're saying?
I'm asking the question. I'm just posing the question.
I don't know if that's the case.
Is the roast seasonal?
I can get down with that. No, I think you can do a roast in the summertime.
Yeah, I don't know. Vegas East, where do you guys land on this one?
Yeah, it feels kind of seasonal.
Right? It's like having soup in the summer that's not gazpacho. We're not doing
it. Pat, you're the person that always says don't yuck somebody's yum.
I'm not. I'm just answering the question. Okay. You can do whatever you want. I don't care.
Okay.
Michelle, what you haven't told us at all what's on your menu.
Because I still don't really know what I'm doing.
Great.
My plans are kind of up
in
the air. I was originally supposed to go out of town this weekend.
Oh.
But we will be up in Bristol, Connecticut next week, Monday through Wednesday. So that kind of threw a wrench in my plans, because flying back on a Sunday, then having to go back, pack, drive to Connecticut, prep for the show, quick turnaround, 4 a.m., wake up. It just felt like too much on a Sunday. So I'm not going out of town anymore. So we'll just kind of see where the weekend takes us, which could be dangerous.
You're going to be inviting yourself to other people's cookouts and barbecues, I assume.
No, I have some invites. We just have to decide. Cece, it's over 100 degrees here. They're calling it the heat dome. I need to see what it feels like, because guess what I don't want to do is go sit outside in triple digit temps and try to eat and be social.
So you're not going to go anywhere for the 4th of July?
I don't know. I got to figure it out. This weather and our trip
next week. That's unpatriotic, Smalls. That
really
is unpatriotic.
You throwing a wrench in my plans.
You cannot sit in your apartment on the 4th of July, ma'am. That is not acceptable.
Well, I never want to sit in my apartment ever. We know this, especially on the 4th of July.
Exactly. So you got to be going somewhere.
Here's how I know you can't do that. I have plans. If I have plans,
I have
and
options.
You don't, then
it's not that I don't have options. I just haven't landed on said plans yet.
So you don't know who's going to be getting the ramen salad this weekend.
That's right. But I think I need to make one just to spite you. Just to disrespect
the
don'ts.
Well, I know you are going to make one. That's what you're going to take. That's what you're going to show up with, the ramen salad. But you don't know who's getting the ramen salad.
No, but someone will be blessed with it. Dave is watching us on ESPN UCC. He wants to weigh in on the 4th of July menu. What do you got for us, Dave?
I think it's not the 4th of July, and I'm surprised Kenny hasn't brought this up. Collard greens. Got to have some collard greens. And there's nothing vegetarian about the collard greens we eat in the South. Chris knows that. I mean, there's bacon, there's pork, there's everything in it.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, turkey necks, everything. Smoked meat, of course, you have to have it in there. Yeah, collard greens are outstanding. And see, here's the thing. We haven't gotten to the do's yet. I just gave you the don'ts, Dave. I haven't gotten to my do's. That's coming up next. But, yeah, collard greens with some fatback, or collard greens with some smoked meat of some sort. Yeah, now you're barking up the right tree. 1,000%.
Speaking of smoking things on the grill, Jay, who's tuned in via 94.1 in Virginia, wants to weigh in as well. Jay, what do you have for Cece?
Hey, y'all. Hey, love the show. Long time fan. I love you guys.
We love you too, Jay. Cece,
congratulations on the new kid.
My man.
But my bruh, especially respectfully, what on the no smoked meats on the floor? Bruh.
No. I didn't have it on my list. You can have smoked meats along with fried meats and grilled meats. But if it ain't smoked, if it ain't fried, or if it ain't grilled, it don't belong on the menu.
You scared me for a minute, bro.
No, I love you, I'm a genius.
I'm glad we worked this out. Potential conflict squashed.
We good, Jay. We good, Jay. I don't want you to pull my card. I want to continue to be an honorary resident of the state of Virginia, and I know how serious y'all take smoked meats out in those parts.
Well, finally, Cece, Donald in Arkansas wants to weigh in, particularly on your fish, the zebra fish with donkey teeth that you will be consuming tomorrow at your 4th of July.
It's a sheep's head.
It's a zebra donkey fish.
Zebra donkey teeth fish. Donald, what do you have for Cece?
I am about to faint here in Arkansas. You eating a zebra fish with human teeth? Are you kidding me? Stick with the collard green, man. You're doing good. But don't eat the zebra fish. What did you find this fish at anyway?
Donald is so good. You get them in the Carolinas. They're so good. It's a good eating fish, man. I'm telling you, if you hadn't had it, you got to try it. Don't knock it till you've tried it.
What's crunchier, the uncooked ramen in the ramen salad or the teeth of the sheep's head fish that you're eating?
I'm probably going to lean toward the teeth.
Probably crunchier than the ramen.
Yeah, but you're not eating the teeth, Cam.
That was
not on the menu.
No, because they're eating you.
Yeah, seriously.
They're taking a bite of you, and you're taking a bite of them?
Although I will say, I did
they
just...
got a dental plan.
I did just give this a quick Google, and it said that sheep's head is an excellent eating fish because thanks to their diet, the meat is flaky and has a mild, sweet, and succulent flavor. And it's firm, so it holds up perfectly for frying, blackening, or baking. CeCe, the internet, having your back here.
I'm trying to tell y'all. Y'all sitting there knocking it because of the way it looks. Don't worry about what it looks like when it comes out of the water. Worry about what it looks like when it comes out of that hot grease or when it comes out of that grill. I'm telling you, it's a good eating fish.
Well, CeCe, one of his do's for the 4th of July and his famous 4th of July do's and don'ts list is obviously to eat the zebra donkey teeth fish. He's going to give you the rest of the list next here on Unsportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance.
A Major League Baseball 4th of July doubleheader. First in Seattle, the Mariners face the Toronto Blue Jays. Then at Wrigley, the Chicago Cubs go head-to-head with the St. Louis Cardinals. The Blue Jays and Mariners at 3:30 Eastern, followed by the Cardinals and Cubs. A 4th of July doubleheader on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-494-6139. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-494-6139.
Skechers elite athlete OG Anunoby has been making history on the basketball court.
Anunoby tips it in. Unbelievable. What a shot.
He's been balling out in Skechers high-performance basketball sneakers, and the world is noticed. But how does OG train off the court to keep in peak physical condition? Hands-free Skechers Slip-ins Aeroburst. They help prepare OG for the physical demands of playing at a championship level. Get your pair of Aeroburst for only $165 at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever high-performance running shoes are sold.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Paid for by the Arkansas Highway Safety Office.
Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports apps are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local.
Making Bet Saracen the only real local app.
I'm still Arkansans' fan fave.
Plus, Bet Saracen is still the official sports betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
Bet Saracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansans.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with Bet Saracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
It's the Hustler Summer Sizzler happening now at Cabot Outdoors. Save big this summer with up to $2,000 off select Hustler zero-turn mowers. Grab the X-Ride 60-inch and save $2,000. Enjoy 0% financing for 42 months with approved credit. Payments as low as $330 a month. And don't miss Hustler Raptor deals. Get $250 off or score a free DeWalt tool. Sale ends July 31st. Cabot Outdoors, your source for Hustler and DeWalt equipment. Get mowing today online at CabotOutdoors.com.
The Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs is back. It's going down July 18th from 5 to 8 at the Statehouse Convention Center in downtown Little Rock. Your ticket includes a tasting cup and margarita samples from some of the best bars and restaurants in the city. Get your tickets now at 1037thebuzz.com. Sip, sample, and celebrate summer at the most refreshing event of the season. It's the Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival, presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs and brought to you in part by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
More fun and games than an amusement park arcade. listening to 103.7 The Buzz. Central Arkansas's home for the Hogs. KABZ-FM, Little Rock.
Kenny? Oh, Canty.
This is not hard-hitting analysis. It's not that.
Kenny or Canty?
That is the question.
Normally at this time every Friday, we do Canny or Canty, and it's brought to you by Granger. But this is a special 4th of July edition of Canny or Canties because these are all the cans. CeCe every year gives us his do's and don'ts for the 4th of July holiday weekend. We got his don'ts list earlier. If you missed it, go back and listen to it on the podcast. You can find it wherever you get your podcast. And now he's going to give you the do's of 4th of July. CeCe, take it away.
All right, so these are the can-do's for the 4th of July. And we're going to kick things off with this, multiple cookouts. You can't just go to one cookout. You got to hit the spots up. You got to go to some different places. Unless you're hosting, it is your responsibility to have some variety when it comes to what you're eating and what you're partaking in on the 4th of July. And no cookout, no barbecue can do it all, which is why you have to hit up several cookouts and several barbecues. And this first one works hand in glove with my next do, which is Uber everywhere. And if you can't use a ride share, then have a designated driver, because we don't want any bad, sad stories about somebody that overindulged and decided to make a terrible decision that ruins people's lives. You don't drink and drive. You don't have to do it. There are too many avenues to get to and from safely. So use an Uber, use a rideshare, and if you can't use one of those, then make sure you have a designated driver. Okay, next do, the red solo cup. This is fundamental to any good time.
Agreed.
But especially on the 4th of July weekend, especially on America's 250th birthday. There is nothing more patriotic than the red solo cup. It has to be available for your guests at the 4th of July kickback cookout barbecue. Red Solo Cups is a do. Next, BYOB. Bring your own beverage. Now listen, if somebody is hosting proper, they will have adult beverages, libations there for everyone. But you can't just show up to somebody's cookout or barbecue empty-handed. You have to bring something. And here's the thing, if you bring your own adult beverage that you like to sip, then it's a win for everyone, but you can also share it with the other guests and share it with the host. BYOB, bring your own beverage.
I have a follow-up question. What if the host specifically tells you, we're good, don't bring anything?
Do you still bring something?
Do you bring something anyway?
Yes.
That's a setup. Don't fall for it. That's a fall for it.
I always fall for it.
No, don't fall for it, man. Don't fall for it. Just like on Valentine's Day when your lady says, oh, you don't have to get me anything. We don't have to do anything. That is a lie from the pit of hell.
It's a trap.
Don't believe it. It's a trap. Don't fall into it. If the host tells you not to bring anything, bring your own beverage anyway. And guess what? They can't feel insulted because that's what you drink. Next. Let's normalize the Irish exit when it comes to the cookouts and the barbecues on the 4th of July.
Great call.
I don't want to have to make the round and talk to 50 different people and let them know that I'm leaving and then have to answer the question, why am I going so early? Don't worry about where I'm going. I'm going to mind my own damn business. That's what I'm doing. I'm going somewhere else. I'm not going to be here anymore. Normalize the Irish exit so I don't have to give the explanation that people don't want to hear. Next. Aluminum foil trays. Because nobody wants to have to clean off the china or the platters or the dishes when people are cooking and grilling stuff and pulling stuff off the grill. Just have the foil trays, have the tins there. If you want to have the sternos underneath them to keep the food warm outside, I'm cool with that. But normalize the aluminum foil trays to hold the food, because nobody wants to have to do dishes at the end of the cookout or at the end of the barbecue. Next. Don't try to argue sports takes with someone that works in sports.
Excellent.
And this is for my family members in particular. I'm not going to pass your message to Stephen A. Smith. I'm not going to tell Mike Greenberg what your Jets take was. It ain't going to happen.
Right.
I'm not going to talk Chicago sports and give them your takes to Michael Wilpon. Mm-hmm. I'm just not going to do it, okay? It's not going to happen. So don't talk sports at the cookout with somebody that is in sports media. Next. Dedicated cooler for the ice. Now, this is mission critical.
Oh.
It's going to be hot, especially on the East Coast, especially in the Northeast. We got triple-digit temperatures. You need to have a dedicated cooler just for the ice. I'm not talking about a cooler that's got ice in it along with all of these canned and bottled beverages. Oh, no, 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 no. There needs to be a dedicated ice cooler because I don't want to scoop up dirty ice for my drink. It needs to be a dedicated ice cooler separate and apart from the cooler that you keep all of the other beverages in. All right. And to that end, about the other beverages, cans in the cooler, bottles in the cooler, those are just fine. No soda bottles in the coolers.
Oh.
So the little plastic soda bottles, the 2-liter bottles, no, no, no. Those just go flat. We don't want those in the cooler. We're talking about canned sodas only, or you got bottled beverages, that's cool too, but no 2-liter soda bottles in the cooler.
Okay.
Brand name sodas only as well.
Okay.
We're not doing the off-brand stuff. We don't want that crap. Give me brand name sodas. Y'all know the names. Y'all are very familiar with the brands. We don't want the off-brand stuff because you were balling on a budget. If you can't afford to buy the brand name sodas and have them at the cookout where you're hosting, then just don't host. Okay. I'm a little bit of a snob with this next one, but stay with me, y'all.
Okay.
I need a full assortment of condiments. Full assortment. That means ketchup,
absolutely,
mustard, barbecue sauce, hot sauce, all of that. If you're having a seafood broil or anything like that, then you might have to have a little cocktail sauce, a little horseradish there. You might have to have whatever you got to have. Maybe some Tabasco if you're doing oysters, whatever it is. But it's got to be a full assortment of condiments.
Yep.
And Smalls, again, I need the brand name condiments.
That's right.
Not the off-brand, not the generic store brand. I need the brand name condiments, okay?
No doubt.
I ain't got time for the generic crap.
And
I just don't.
Don't forget to bring floss for the fish.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Okay, next one. Curated playlist featuring all the classics. So Fresh Prince and DJ Jazzy Jeff, Summertime, it's a classic. And, of course, it's a spinoff of Kool & the Gang. That's a classic. Frankie Beverly and Maze, Earth, Wind & Fire. You got to have the curated playlist with all of the music because that sets the tone for the overall vibe, Smalls.
Yes.
Right? It can't be a good cookout, can't be a good barbecue, can't be a good kickback without the music to curate the vibes. And in order to curate the vibes and to have things good, you need a curated playlist. And last but not least, for the 4th of July, big do for the 4th of July, fireworks.
Yes.
It has to be done. You have to have fireworks. If you want to set them off yourself, that's fine. Don't listen to David Dennis Jr. Don't listen to Dan Graziano. You can set off your own damn fireworks.
Be careful.
Also, enjoy the fireworks of the town. Here's what I will say. If you're setting off your own fireworks, don't hold them in your damn hand and don't set them off in the driveway, okay? So no fireworks in your hand, no fireworks in the driveway. Other than that, enjoy setting off fireworks. It's the 4th of July. Those are the canny do's for the 4th of July. And Smalls, you are my accountability partner. Any objections, any omissions?
This is a very solid list, CC.
Thank you.
Ubering everywhere, having a designated driver, critical to the success of the 4th of July holiday. Be safe.
No doubt.
Safety first. Protect yourself, protect others. The Red Solo Cup, when we think of America, we think of the flag. Maybe we think of the Red Solo Cup second. That's that's as critical to the success of the cookout as perhaps anything. I love that you added Irish exiting to the do's. Because if we are going to multiple cookouts, if it's hot outside, if I am so full that I'm in a food coma, I don't want to have to say goodbye to 72 people. I just want to skedaddle. Just let me bounce. not
thank you, Smalls.
Giving sports takes to the people in sports media. This one may be niche, also very important. I am not going to come and tell Chris Canty that you, stranger to him, thinks that the Giants are going to be bad this year. He doesn't care.
I don't care.
He doesn't care. The condiments, very important. I need ketchup. I need ranch. I need a variety of mustards. We're talking classic yellow, seven grain, maybe a Dijon if we're getting nuts. I need an aioli. I know you don't like mayo, but depending on what we're having, some people might want a mayo. I need hot sauce, a variety of hot sauces, okay? We need different flavor profiles of the hot sauce and different heat levels of the hot sauce. You don't know what your guests like from a condiment standpoint, so make sure that you're providing options for them. And I think maybe the most important thing you said is the playlist. Evan Cohen, we give him a hard time. I'm going to give him props on this one. We've had not one but two ECHCs, the Evan Cohen Hibachi Cookout, and the playlist has been fire both years in a row. It really does set the vibe. Wherever you're going, make sure the tunes are right. The only thing, CC, is the separate cooler for the ice and the beverages, because some people might not have two coolers and they might not be able to facilitate that.
Smalls, a cooler is like $20. Come on, if you're hosting, you can afford the extra cooler.
I would also say, make sure to have bags of ice inside because it is going to be so hot.
1,000%. Here's the other late addition to the do's. If you have a specialty dip, make sure you have a spoon because people don't need to be dipping their own forks and spoons in there. And people don't need to be using the actual chip and dipping it straight into the community dip. So if you're going to do a dip, okay, that's fine. Probably not the way I fly, but make sure you have a dedicated spoon for the dip.
Those are CC's do's and don'ts for the 4th of July. Excellent list, CC. It's Canny or Canty, which is brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers the professional-grade products you need delivered when and where you need them. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. These were all cans for Canny or Canty, the do's of CC's 4th of July celebration. CC, we're going to continue to talk about America's 250th birthday. Kevin Negandhi is going to join us to tell us how we at ESPN are going to celebrate. But first, I want to tell you about Sherwin-Williams. Look, in sports, the best teams know when to make their move. Sherwin-Williams is making theirs with their 4th of July sale. We're talking 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. You know, I've been looking at these studio walls. I'm thinking I wouldn't mind a little more red in here. Get that cardinal spirit going. Definitely like that. Order online, get everything delivered right to your door or swing by your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN Radio. Heated rivals face off in Los Angeles. The MLB leading Dodgers face Manny Machado and the San Diego Padres.
Grand slam for Manny Machado!
Coverage begins at 6:30 Eastern with first pitch at 7:20 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app.
Hey, it's Rich Eisen for Pella Windows and Doors. Sometimes teams take a timeout to regroup and call the right play. When it comes to your home, Pella Windows and Doors always has the winning game plan. They're not just window and door experts. They're experts at taking care of you and your home. At Pella, they find the products that meet your needs and their experts install them. They do it every day, and that's why your neighbors trust them. Discover why Pella is a trusted choice for homeowners everywhere. Visit Pella.com/Eisen today. That's Pella.com/Eisen.
Empower. After wanting one for years, Kevin is finally enjoying his new hot tub.
This is the life.
He worked with Empower to help him get good at money, so now he can be a little bad.
Oh, no, not my phone.
Oh, Kevin. Kevin's phone may be in hot water, but his finances aren't. Invest well, live a little. Start today at Empower.com.
Hey folks, David Basil here, and it's time to get in on the red, white, and win excitement at Oaklawn in Hot Springs. Starting in July, with a giveaway on July 25th, you've got a shot to win up to $25,000 during their red, white, and win promotion. If you're an Oaklawn Rewards member, you can boost your chances big time, earn 25 times entry multipliers on Mondays and 5 times on Tuesdays all month long. And don't forget the big grand prize drawing is coming up, so get in on the action and play your your way at Oaklawn. While you're there, enjoy their 24-7 smoke-free casino with over 1,500 slots and all your favorite table games like blackjack, roulette, and craps. Plus, it's been voted the best casino by every reader's poll in the state. You can also catch great live entertainment, relax at the pool, grab an amazing meal, from fine dining at the Bugler and Oak Room to wings and sports at Mainline. Bottom line, there's something for everyone. Come join the fun at Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort, and plan your getaway now at oaklawn.com. Hey, it's David Basil for my good friends at Bath Fitter. I've been working with Bath Fitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over 40 years. They are the pioneers of the acrylic bath industry. Bath Fitter offers a one-of-a-kind remodeling process that's easy and stress-free. They offer a wide selection of beautiful and functional showers, and with their seamless one-piece walls and hundreds of design options, you can refresh your shower space in no time. They can even convert your existing bath into a shower. Check them out online at BathFitterLittleRock.com and tell them Basil sent you.
Everybody knows the Brad Hendricks Law Firm is famous for car wrecks, big truck crashes, and medical negligence cases. But they do a lot more than that. They help good people who can benefit from bankruptcy. And they also help older folks who had their Social Security claims denied. When you need a lawyer, call the firm that is Pure Arkansas, where you won't ever be just a number. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Tradition, reputation, results.
Arkansas Municipal Equipment in Powen, founded over a decade ago by Daniel and Vanessa Ellison. They lease and sell trucks, trash carts, roll-off dumpsters, and street sweepers. Proud to be Arkansas's only authorized dealer for New Way refuse trucks and Temco street sweepers, your authorized dealer for Galfab roll-off and hook lift trucks. You can get parts and service for all makes and models with technicians traveling the state to take care of you.
AME, it's the service after the sale.
Shipments of spring and summer fashions are arriving at Bell & Sword. That means swimwear from Saks, Peter Noir golfwear and shirts, Johnny O's store within a store. Be sure to check out the Faraday line and Martin Dingman shoes and leather goods. So hurry in for a great value on quality men's clothing at Bell & Sword for your spring and summer items. And you'll look fantastic. Bell & Sword, 1011 Oak Street in downtown Conway on Facebook and Instagram.
It's Justin Acri for CertaPro Painters. You know, there's some projects you keep saying, yeah, I'll get to that eventually. That was me with painting. Then I called CertaPro Painters, and honestly, the process was ridiculously easy, professional, on time, and they really care about doing it right. Celebrating America's 250th anniversary, you get $250 off projects of $2,500 or more when you schedule by July 10th. Schedule your free estimate online at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated. So if your home or office could use a refresh, let freedom and fresh paint ring.
This is Victoria Lee with Lyon Legal. We provide exceptional communication and exceptional results in both the negotiating room and the courtroom. For exceptional results in growing your business, then add Sabrina Woodall with 103.7 The Buzz to your pride. Call Sabrina 501-650-4971. Lyon Legal and The Buzz. There is no one better to protect and grow your pride.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
We know it, and we're proud of it. 103.7 The Buzz.
May vary. Online health questions required.
You are, and we welcome all of you. Make that most of you on 103.7 The Buzz.
Disney celebrates America 250. ESPN celebrates the games, the icons, and the moments that inspire generations. This Independence Day, we are live across America and tell the stories of the athletes who defined American sports. SportsCenter celebrates America July 4th, 5 Eastern on ABC, ESPN, and across Disney networks.
Alongside Chris Canty, I'm Michelle Smallman. It's on Sportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance. It is 4th of July weekend, and it's a special one, CC, because ESPN is celebrating America's 250th anniversary. SportsCenter will present a special two-hour edition live on July 4th at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC, celebrating the people, moments, and stories that have shaped American sports culture. It's co-hosted by Kevin Negandhi and Christine Williamson. Disney celebrates America. SportsCenter will feature live reports from across the country, alongside original storytelling, historical retrospectives, and talent-driven segments from some of our top personalities here at ESPN, with Chris Berman, Stephen A. Smith, Scott Van Pelt, Joe Buck, Pat McAfee, and more, adding their perspectives on the best of American sports. Coverage is going to include features on iconic American sports moments and enduring cultural impact of sports in America, complemented by essays and SC-featured storytelling. And one of the voices that we will hear for our special, Kevin Negandhi, Philly guy CC, joins us now. And Kevin, thank you for the time. Before we get into your Sixers, talk to us about what we're doing here at ESPN to celebrate America's 250th anniversary. It seems like this is going to be a really special two-hour special on the 4th.
Good morning, guys. It's my favorite morning crew. And you're right, Michelle. This is pretty cool what we're going to do. And Christine and I are looking forward to it from 5 to 7. I think we're across 5 networks, including ESPN, to highlight basically the connection that we all have with sports. Listen, we do what we do as broadcasters and personalities because of our connection and our emotional attachment to whether it's a team, whether it's a player, whether it's a memory or an experience. It's all tied into sports. And for us to storytell and be able to capture that on, you know, a day where we celebrate America and its 250th birthday, I'm looking forward to it because we're going to be live across the country sharing those common stories. And we see it right now, especially in the World Cup, when you see all these other nations and these fans come here to experience the American culture and watch soccer in American football stadium and the celebrations and understanding the culture of every city that they're in. It's that connection that threads the needle and everybody's touched by it. And we hope to share that and capture that in those 2 hours when we storytell.
Yeah, Kevin, you couldn't script a better backdrop to America 250 than our U.S. men's national team having arguably the best showing that they've ever had in the World Cup. But I want to dive into your sports fandom specifically. I know you're a Philly guy. This offseason, the city of Philadelphia traded A.J. Brown to Boston for Jaylen Brown. Is that a net positive for Philly or no?
To me, yes. It is a net positive because A.J. Brown didn't want to be here. And Jaylen Brown, whether he wants to be here or not, he's going to be ticked off. And I think that's a good thing. That provides a certain type of juice. And it also helps big picture-wise. When you see A.J. Brown go to the Patriots, it's going to help Drake May, right? The future and, well, you could say the present star of that team. When you look at the Sixers, Jaylen Brown coming to the Sixers, it is going to transform, I think, the future and present star in Tyrese Maxey. Every single night, Tyrese Maxey has had to experience this past year, who's going to play? Am I going to have Paul George with me? Am I going to have Joel Embiid? Now it's a different mindset. I know I'm going to have Jaylen Brown. I know I'm going to have 25 to 30 points. I know I don't have to carry everybody on my shoulders here every single night, especially a back-to-back or the dog days of January when you're trying to figure it out and Joel's out for a week or two or there's load management. Now you know, no matter what, I can run the floor and I've got a guy to my side who's a wing and who is ticked off at everybody because the entire league, I think, shortchanged him when it came to offers. And now he believes that I have to prove myself again and I can cohabitate with another star. And we've seen Jaylen Brown do that with Jason Tatum as they won an NBA championship. So to me, it's a net positive if you look at the return, especially how this Eagles team feels now moving forward without A.J. Brown.
Kevin, it's interesting that you brought up Tyrese Maxey and the dynamic of it all with Jaylen Brown now joining the organization. A big part of the tension in Boston with Jaylen Brown was the debate about whose team was it going to be. Was it Tatum? Was it Brown? Brown won finals MVP. Tatum is the guy that the organization decided to keep. I'm curious the way you see it as a Sixers fan, with Jaylen Brown now being on that team, who's the guy on the team? Who's going to be the focal point? Who is the star? Who's the first option in clutch time that has to have the ball in their hands?
All right, Chris, I've played this scenario out. I've already, like, literally on SportsCenter after Shams told me that the Sixers And I'm reacting in live television at the moment that the Sixers are making the trade. And thankfully, VJ Edgecombe's still on the team. And I'm ecstatic about that. I already played the scenario out in the next commercial break. This is how it's going to happen. November, there's going to be a play. I promise you, and guys, have me on, please, the next morning. There's going to be a play where there's going to be a final shot. And somehow, some way, it's you could feel it. It's going to be Brown feeling himself as well as Embiid feeling themselves on who gets the final shot. Mm. Then what's going to happen later in that season, Embiid will be out for a week or two. Embiid will come back and say, it's Tyrese Maxey's team, and everybody on the team will know that, including Jaylen Brown, because Tyrese Maxey and Jaylen Brown will work together. Maxey's the type of guy... It's hard for me to describe. Maxey's electricity and willingness to do whatever he can, no matter what, and give you 100% every single time he's on the floor. We haven't seen that from a Sixers star since Allen Iverson, no matter what. It's four quarters. I'm here to play. I will give this team every single thing I have. That energy can be felt where it's not an ego thing. It's what's the best play to win. So over time, Jaylen Brown's going to realize that. And by the time Embiid gets back in February and he realizes I got to get back into shape here, he'll probably play 30 minutes and give us a quick 20 points. In the end, it's going to be Maxey's basketball. And in the end, Maxey will make the decision. I've got a good look or I've got Jaylen Brown. And I think it's going to work really well. And I'm not painting this as some rosy picture. You're talking about a guy from Philadelphia, a guy that, you know, who is born a pessimist, who sees some things optimistically, but lives in a realistic world. I see how that plays out because I've seen enough from Tyrese Maxey when you talk about the certain type of player he is. He wants the best for the team. What's the outcome for the team to make me a better player? And down the road, he's going to benefit having a guy that says, I got you right now. You don't need to carry us. I'll take the load off tonight. I'll take the shots.
Kevin, instead of Embiid, Brown, or Maxey, could it be LeBron James who has the ball in his hands? Because we got word from Shams yesterday. Kevin, we got word from Shams Charania yesterday that after the Jaylen Brown acquisition, the Sixers are in the mix for LeBron James. They're going to attempt to pitch him. Do you think that LeBron could end his career with your Sixers?
Of course I do. Of course it makes sense, but I do not think that's going to happen. And I don't have any inside information. I think everything aligns perfectly with the Sixers just being the scorn. I don't want to say bridesmaid because I don't think that's fair either. It's just going to be the person that is not getting married and has been waiting and watching no matter what. And I think that it has been the relationship the Sixers have had with LeBron over the last couple of times that he's tested free agency. The Sixers have been mentioned as a destination, and you see all the rumors, but the reality is I think he's closing his career out in Cleveland. And again, I don't have inside information. Shams will not talk to me about that, trust me, even if I ask them. I just think it just works out better for him that he gets to wrap up a storybook career at home at a place that loves him the most no matter what. Now, if he came to Philadelphia, place would just lose its mind and they would adore him. And by the way, they need a power forward that can create, and there's a perfect fit for LeBron and this team right now. I think they'll come in at a distant second or tied for second, and he'll choose Cleveland. We've been down this. I've seen all the Philadelphia conversations about, oh my God, it could happen. It makes sense in our world. It may not make sense in LeBron's world in the end.
Great stuff from Kevin Negandhi, Philly guy, SportsCenter anchor. Be sure to tune into SportsCenter. It's going to present a special two-hour edition live July 4th, tomorrow, 5 p.m. Eastern time on ABC. It's going to celebrate the people, moments, and stories that have shaped American sports culture. Can't wait to check it out, Kevin. Thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it.
You guys are the best. Appreciate you.
Well, coming up next, as we get you ready for the 4th of July weekend, CC will have his best bet. We're on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
A Major League Baseball, 4th of July, doubleheader. First in Seattle, the Mariners face the Toronto Blue Jays. Then at Wrigley, the Chicago Cubs go head-to-head with the St. Louis Cardinals. The Blue Jays and Mariners at 3:30 Eastern, followed by the Cardinals and Cubs. A 4th of July doubleheader on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built in for soccer fans. Because sometimes your players get subbed out and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute they're on the pitch creating chances and the next they're heading back to the bench. Well, not anymore. With FanDuel Super Sub, if your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with the substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into the stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
U.S. Truck Accessories salutes all active military and veterans. Now through July 4th, U.S. Truck Accessories is paying your sales tax in honor of your service. From bed liners and trailer hitches to steps, grill guards, bumpers, and lift kits, if it's for your truck, they've got it. With professional installation you can trust. With two convenient locations in Conway and Searcy, U.S. Truck Accessories is your truck parts superstore. Veteran-owned and operated. Visit them online at ustruckaccessories.net.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
You've been putting back a few. And a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The results of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Paid for by the Arkansas Highway Safety Office.
ESPN and The Buzz gives you the complete sports and entertainment package.
I love that game.
103.7 The Buzz, KABZ Little Rock.
You're listening to 103.7 The Buzz, Central Arkansas's home for the Hogs, KABZ FM Little Rock.
Some money.
Canty's best bet.
I'm talking dollar bill, y'all. Chasing that bag, y'all.
Of the night.
All right, Portugal came through for us yesterday, so we're going to go back to the World Cup well, and we're going to look at the Colombia-Ghana matchup, the late match tonight, and we're going to take the under on total goals scored. The under is at 2.5. We're going to hammer the under. It's $100 to make $178. That is the play of the day.
I'm so fancy. You already know.
It's a Sportsmanlike here on ESPN Radio.
Wait, is the pool house available to sleep in? Does it have a guest room in there?
Yeah, the pool house has a full bathroom. It's got a sauna in there, dry sauna in there.
A dry sauna. I'll fight Pat for that space.
It's got a
food
ball table, full bar, kitchen. Yeah. We got, what, I think 12-foot ceilings in the pool house?
That's just a house. You're describing a home.
That sounds unbelievable.
It's by the pool.
That's something I got to bring up.
It's a house by the pool, so it's a pool house.
It's a secondary house. Your pool house is bigger than my and nicer than my apartment in New York City.
Champagne spilling, you should taste it.
Just put a king-size pullout in the pool house, too. King-size pullout.
You're just rubbing it in at this point.
I'm just saying.
You're living my. How does it feel to live my dream, Cece? Multiple dishwashers? High ceilings, space to cook.
Does the pool house have a dishwasher? No, it doesn't. But it has an ice maker.
I don't have an ice maker.
Oh, okay.
Does it have
tough.
AC blasting? Because guess what's kind of on the fritz? Mine.
Yeah.
In triple digits.
I mean, are you keeping yours to 78 as required by the mayor?
I don't know what it's at right now. I'll have to check.
Said, it's well, hold on. The mayor said what?
Keep it at 78 to save energy.
Yeah,
yes.
Right. That's no shot.
That's what he said.
That can't be real.
That's the truth.
He said everyone should do that.
Including Taylor and Travis's wedding.
Keep 78. It at 78. You're going to be sitting in your house sweating.
What do you normally keep your AC at? What's the preferred temp?
Oh, so me and my wife fight all the time, but it fluctuates between 68 and 70 degrees.
That's a good range right there.
And my son likes it on the colder side.
Does he?
So it's usually in the high 60s. Yeah. Okay. We're talking about a nice fall day. That's what my AC is set at in my crib.
So I would lean more towards the 70.
Yeah, 78, that really don't work for me. 78, Smalls?
No, 78 doesn't. I'm saying 70.
78, you're going to sweat in your own crib. That is absolutely ridiculous.
Triple-digit temps?
At 78, that is ridiculous.
So we 102 here today in New York City feels like 110.
Yeah, I'm going to need the city to get it together. Keeping it at 78? Are you kidding me? It's ridiculous.
There's an energy crisis, apparently.
Well, figure it out.
Isn't
that the kind of stuff that the government's supposed to figure out? Figure that out. I'm not keeping my thermostat at 78 degrees.
I was just thinking about how it's going to be 78 in Madison Square Garden and people are going to be dying. Like, that's
guess what? It's not going to be in Madison Square Garden.
100%.
Guess what? It's not going to be in Madison Square Garden.
They said it's going to be
78. There's no chance it's 78 degrees at MSG.
They're going to be wearing bathing suits at the wedding.
Those florals in there are probably worth more than I will make in my lifetime, and they're not going to be wilting for those photos. I can promise you the thermostat will not be set to 78 degrees inside MSG, obviously for Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's wedding.
If Travis and Taylor ain't doing it, I ain't doing it. How about that?
Yeah, we're all citizens here.
Michelle, since I know you're a fan of the Chiefs, is this the biggest, and I'm stealing this from someone because I saw this earlier, is this the biggest stage that Travis will be on this year?
To clarify, I'm not a fan of the Chiefs, but Nuna was just giving me a little trouble there. Is this the biggest stage he will be on this year? Absolutely, because I do not think the Chiefs are getting back to and or winning a Super Bowl this season. And
would that even be bigger than marrying Taylor Swift in Madison Square Garden if they went to the Super Bowl?
I was just sitting there thinking about that. Like, would more people watch Taylor and Travis's wedding if it was televised versus a Super Bowl?
No.
No, Super Bowl would
crush it.
It's like 120 million people watch the Super Bowl.
And the Super Bowl.
I'm just asking a question.
It's a fair question, CC. And we are on Sportsmanlike here on ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. But here's the thing, CC. The Super Bowl pulls in football fans, it pulls in sports fans, it pulls in music fans, it pulls in people who just want to go somewhere and eat some buffalo chicken dip. And I don't know if all those subcategories of people are going to watch this wedding.
So here you go, Canty, because I Googled it, so it must be true because it's on the internet. When Lady Diana married Prince Charles in 1981, they estimated a global TV audience of 750 million people.
Whoa! And they're calling this an American royal wedding.
Including like 17 million in the U.S. themselves. This is in 81. With the mechanism, the streaming and things of that nature,
more people were watching things all at the same time in 81, whereas now everyone's much more spread out and segmented in what they consume.
I don't want to co-opt your best bet, CeCe. I would take the under on that all day long. There is no chance that Taylor and Travis's wedding would touch Princess Diana's wedding.
It's different.
Super Bowl.
They're differently consumed now. I think the total consumption will be much higher for Taylor and Travis.
I'm curious to know, like, because we're talking about Super Bowl versus Travis and Taylor's wedding. Like, are more people watching the Super Bowl than people that actually know Taylor Swift? I'm just curious.
Yeah, probably.
Globally?
Yeah, probably.
No.
No way.
No.
I would say more people know Taylor Swift than watch the Super Bowl.
No way. More people know her for sure than watch the Super Bowl. Just not all of them are going to be glued to the screen when she's getting married.
I don't know her reach internationally.
Enormous.
Gigantic.
She is a gigantic global superstar. The Eras Tour, it was like all across the entire country, and they sold out every single night everywhere in massive stadiums. Like, she is a global icon.
Yeah, I still think that the numbers wouldn't touch Princess Diana.
Let's just call it what it is. It's a Friday, and we have 30 seconds left. You don't like her, and that's
I
why
never
you're down here. You don't
is.
Like her.
I never like said her. That.
Her name is Kitty, and you don't like her.
That is not true. Like that is you not true. Like you guys are pitting me against her. That is not
the
true.
Swifties
I love love.
The Swifties are going to come after you, and you deserve it.
And you hate that she's getting married at the Garden.
I just feel bad for people who are trying to
no,
catch
that.
Trains
hate,
in Midtown.
She donated $26 million this
it,
week.
Balls.
And Michelle was like, what about the people on the subway?
People are trying to get out east for the holiday weekend.
They might
weekend.
Be cooler than us in 78 degrees in your house.
We're on Sportsmanlike.
Skechers elite athlete OG Anunoby has been making history on the basketball court.
Anunoby tips it in. Unbelievable. What a shot.
He's been balling out in Skechers high-performance basketball sneakers, and the world is noticed. But how does OG train off the court to keep in peak physical condition? Hands-free Skechers Slip-ins Aeroburst. They help prepare OG for the physical demands of playing at a championship level. Get your pair of Aeroburst for only $165 at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever high-performance running shoes are sold.
Heat up your 4th of July at the Home Depot with our wide variety of grills under $300 and make every gathering one to remember. Give your outdoor space a glow up. Whatever your budget is, the savings on seasonal plants starting at $5. With the grill fired up and your backyard set to perfection, you'll be able to invite friends and family over to kick off the party. Start celebrating with low prices guaranteed at the Home Depot. Prices may vary by store. Exclusions apply. See homedepot.com/pricematch for details.
Attention Arkansas homeowners, are you dreading a lengthy, expensive bathroom remodel? With Bath Makeover of Arkansas, you can have your dream bathroom in as little as one day. American-made baths, walk-in showers, and walk-in bathtubs. Revolutionary laser-etched shower walls that will never chip, crack, peel, discolor, or fade. Plus, with Bath Makeover's price lock guarantee, schedule your free design consultation now, and we'll lock your price in for 1 year. Bath Makeover of Arkansas is also proud to be an official sponsor of Razorback Athletics. Call 1-800-NEW-BATH during our 60-60-60 sale. Receive 60% off installation of a new bath or shower. With 60-month financing options, senior and military discounts, plus receive a $60 Visa gift card with purchase. And call Bath Makeover at 1-800-NEW-BATH for a bonus $50 Walmart gift card with estimate. Call 1-800-NEW-BATH. That's 1-800-NEWBATH.
Welcome to Moe's. Everyone knows that coming into Moe's for our Moe Monday special is the best deal in burritos. But what about those other 6 days? Well, let me introduce the new Moe Value Meal. Junior burrito, side of queso, chips, salsa, and a fountain drink for only $9.99. And the best part? It's available all day, every day at Moe's Southwest Grill. Now here's my daughter, Andy Kate, with a special reminder.
Remember, kids eat free on Sundays. Welcome to Moe's.
Today, we tip our wrench to Rock Auto customer Dylan.
I actually used to manage a parts department for a car dealership, and we would get stuff from Rock Auto if I couldn't get it from my dealership suppliers. You pick the year, you go through all the drop-down menus, and it just makes it really easy to navigate and see what you want. Like a wheel bearing, for instance, for a Corvair that I have. Rock Auto's catalog made it really easy to find that specific one that I was looking for.
All the parts your car will ever need, Rock Auto.
He's dribbling the ball with everything on the line. He's driving down the pitch. He's facing price hikes and cuts past him. Carrier Contracts tries to block him. Oh, he leaves him in the dust. He's at the edge of the box. He cuts past the nonstop group chat trash talk. He clears on goal. He shoots. No! Unlimited data for $25 a month.